This seems to be the most popular minog. Should I press the button here? But you don't have to press.
I just have a bit forward of it also.
Okay. The minog is that women do not light their eros chametz. And even among Ashkenazi kehilas, maybe you'll tell me since we have here a South African representation. So the practice is that, generally speaking, even with people individually light neros, so that seems to be the Ashkenazi practice, that's the Ramah we'll see in a little while, but women tend not to light neros ha'atzman. And the reason Mishnah Berurah says, which my Rebbe had a lot of difficulty with, he didn't understand, not ha'kesher, the Ishta Gugufo to this halacha. Ishta Gugufo is a din in Seidus. It applies in a number of areas in halacha, but offhand, it has no connection to Neros Chanukah because the Gemara says clearly, Noshim Chayavos Neros Chanukah in the Gemara, Shafi Noli Bosra Nes. It couldn't be more explicit than that. Women are Chayav in Neros Chanukah because they were involved in the Nes. That's what we last night described and discussed. Machlok Zitzin, Thesis in the Rashbam that we saw actually here. On page number one, the Tosis that the second Tosis with the Rashbam says, "Afe noyu ikra hanes hayal yodo." They are the prime and probably most significant progenitors, and they're the ones involved in this nes. Esther, when it comes, obviously Purim, Chanukah, Yehuda, Pesach, Mishus, Kodi, Yoshev, Osador, and then the problem is the language of Afein. Afein sounds like they have a secondary role. They also were involved in the Nes. So Taisa suggests they were involved in the Sakona of the Hashmi Ba'argulavi. There's no question that Ahasuerus' decree was directed against them, as is directed against all of Klal Yisrael. Males, females, children, doesn't make a difference. Pesach, they were Meshumah to Parah Mitzrayim. Chanukah, the Tzeres on them. So if that's the case, why should they not light Neres Chanukah? And there are many Achronim who discuss this issue in a number of different ways. That's what I want to share with you tonight. The Achronim who discussed this issue, and a very fascinating issue in and of itself. On page number four, there's a tshuva on the upper left hand corner of the Mashal. Mashal is Rashlomo Luria. Mashal was one of the greatest of the Gdolei Achronim. He's a contemporary of the Ramah. That means there's a whole group of Ashkenazi Achronim. I'm talking about the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Mashal and the Ramah and the Bach, who all live more or less. All our contemporaries of each other. Mashal is known for his unbelievable charifus. Mashal was a chorif otzum. Anyone learned the Yam Shal Shlomo and Masechtes and Chas and the tshuvas of the Mashal? This is a tshuva of the Mashal, Sim Tarekei. Mashal writes that, take a look at the language, I'll read it. He says, this halacha of Chanukah Ishu Beiso, that's the basic din, there Chanukah Ishu Beiso. Each house has to have the second level is called the Mahadrin, where each one has one there. And therefore, that's the Vechena Minog, that seems to be the practice. And he goes on to say that the notion that one lights only near Echad, the Ish V'Ishto, the Vadi Masbik Lehem, because we're talking about that if I know that, let's say, my wife's going to light for me, so then, again, unless a person is in himself, by himself, in his home, alone, et cetera, et cetera. But whatever the case is, the Marshal takes the following tack. He understands that the Yotze, a man, a husband and wife with one there, and therefore a married woman doesn't have to light candles because it's one there, it's one body, it's living in the house together, and therefore there's no need for more than one candle. The only question is, who should light that candle? Should he light the candle? Should she light the candle? That's the question which the Mashal does not address. L'chura, according to the Mashal, if there's one there for per household, what difference does it make? Either she can light it or he can light it. It seems to me no distinction. He doesn't indicate who's going to light. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, now this Rambam, you can see, quoted by the Brisker Rav, and it's on page number six, it's in Shiris HaLevi, but he begins with the Rambam, so we'll read it from there. This is a very famous Rambam. page number six, if you see the left hand column, Peridal Halacha. So the Rambam writes over here, Kama Nerus is Madlik B'Chanukah. How many candles am I supposed to light? Mitzvah says, you call Bayis and Bayis, Madlik Nerecho. Every household has to light one there. That's the basic mitzvah. Ner Ishu Beisa. That each home lights one candle. Then the Rambam goes on. So he wants to move a notch up. So the Rambam says, then what do? You're going to light Keneged the number of people in your home. Again, that's the second level. Only one candle is required for each individual member of the household. And now we have the third level. That's the third level. That each individual is going to have in there every single night. And each night you're going to add one candle. And then the Rambam gives you a marshal. If you have 10 people in the household, the first night you will light 10 candles. The second night, 20 candles. The eighth night, you're going to have 80 candles. So again, the Rambam does not understand the notion that each person should light for himself. This, by the way, you probably are aware, this always was intriguing to me. Namely, the chiluk between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. I have a lot of Sfaradim shebocher in my yeshiva. They don't light Neros Chanukah. Why? The father in Flatbush and in LA and in Johannesburg. I don't know if there's Sfaradim in Johannesburg, I doubt it. But let's say wherever there are Sfaradim strongholds, in Great Neck and in LA and in New York City, talking about the Flatbush in that specific area where the SYs hang out and the Rockies where they hang out, the father lights Neros Chanukah. So this has always struck me. I shouldn't say struck me. I have always been thunderstruck by this practice of Sfaradim, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where let's say LA is 10 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. I'm not discussing that tonight. I'm just mentioning the issue because the Makor of the Makor is the Rambam. The Rambam says if you have 80 people, you have one person being Madlik. I mean, this fits with the Sephardic mindset, but I'm not here to sociologically analyze the Sephardic mindset as opposed to the Ashkenazi mindset that he rules the, shall we say, the roost, and he is the Balabayit. I can talk a lot about that issue sociologically, but I'm not interested in that right now. More from a halachic perspective as my interest. So again, the Rambam says the Balabayis is Madlik, Neros, Kamini, Kobane, Mesa. Depending on the numbers in his household, and we follow the third level, Mahadim Namahadim, correct? The basic level is one there. I'm on page six with the Rizkulam and Kosaham. And the level number two is Mahadim, the second level, where they're the Kalefa Be'efa. Level number three is Mosiva Beholfin, Be'silel, and that's how the Rambam says, and that's how we pass it. But how do we operate? Ashkenazim. We operate every person lights on the eighth night, eight candles. The Rambam says, no. Of course, eight candles, but who lights all the candles? The Balabai. So, if there are, as the Rambam gave the example, you have 10 people in the household. So, on the eighth night, you're going to have 80 candles. Who lights the 80 candles? The Balabai. That's the Sheep of the Rambam, the Sephardim, that's the Psak. Okay, that's not my focus, but the Rambam passing to the Balabai says, Madlik, as I said, there is convenient company beso. So, the Mashal that we looked at a moment ago on page number four in the upper left-hand corner, the mashal here is Kobea, the Ishishto died in Erecha. That a husband and wife, they have no need for more than one there because it's one house. So it seems that the mashal's position, which is that which I just mentioned, it is difficult to actually understand where he's coming from. Even in light of the Ramo happens to Paskin, and this is what I mentioned a moment ago. What's the meaning of Mahadim Mahadim? What are all of us doing in this room as far as I know? I think even from Johannesburg, I think you differ. Namely, each person, the Be'abayis, has his own Chanukia, does his own act of Halakha. That's generally the way it's practiced.
To be a deep in the Lashon, but never the Lashon.
What was that?
To be a deep in the deal in the Lashon. Because that's the Kolecha Be'echa there. There, the Kolecha Be'echa.
You are right. Or, actually, however, the problem is, the language of the Gemara is there, Shabbos is level number one. There, number two is, as you said, the other kolecha there. Number three, Mahadim and Mahadim, Mosif and Ochet. So you're saying, and this is actually in the Holy Spirit, Tayseh and Rambam, and what is this third level going on? What is it going on? What's it referring to? I'm not discussing that machlokes right. That's another shir. But I'm talking about, again, this mashal that says that in a household, so then there's one candle. Husband and wife share that candle. I mentioned earlier that our Soloveitchik was, I'll get to it a bit later, but I mentioned it earlier before you arrived, that the Mishnah Berurah said the reason why women don't light, that's the question we're asking. We asked the question, why should they not light? Noshim chayavos v'nei chanukah, shavei no yivos hanes. There's no question that the mitzvah devolves upon them. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it should be gufo. Our Soloveitchik was deichel al-asaf. He said, it's totally, not applicable. The chlal to near Chanukah. That's a demon. It's Hegel. In other areas of the Torah, no shine to that. He was in. It's a Gemara. Noshim chayos from near Chanukah. Shabbat no yibos on this. So I'm just going back to this Marshal for a second. The line of the Ramo. Ramo said the meaning of Mahadim of Mahadim, as you mentioned. Kolech of Nabai is Mahadim the Asmo. So what's the simple pshat in the Ramo? The Ramo was suggesting that basically Mahadim of Mahadim, each person lights the Eros Ki'ilu, he alone is the Chayim of the Mitzvah. When every member of our family lights a Chanukiah, each one of us is obligated in the mitzvah. Each one of us is going to light Neros Chanukah. It is not sufficient Ner Ishu Beisa. Means I'm saying even in the Marshal says that Ishu Ishu Nashom Kodem Echa. That's what he writes over here. It considers to be like one, husband and wife. But the Gabi, the Minyan Anshi Habayis, okay? But that doesn't tell you necessarily that a woman is exempt from the obligation that devolves upon her. When her husband already was Mekai in the mitzvah, she may also have an obligation. And may devolve upon her as well. There's no necessity to assume that somehow she is exempt from this matter. So this is the issue that we're raising.
Issue right,
so. It's fine now, you took it downstairs, yeah.
Also the woman?
What was that?
It comes, everybody. It's also the woman?
I'm going to get to that. You'll see a bit after. I am exactly going to discuss that. I should mention at the outset. So I'm sure you're aware that you're speaking now halacha lemaaseh. So halacha lemaaseh, the minhag in many homes of certainly Chabad in Maladaber, that women light Neros Chanukah in the house of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal my Rebbe. Each of the women in the house lit Neros Chanukah. That's a minhag of brisk as well, based on the Gemara. And this minhag is actually quite rampant among many circles, not just Chabad and not just Brisk, but others also now have adopted the Minhag, because I once heard from, I asked Agoy Labar Lichasin Tzatzal, so his son-in-law, my Rebbe for many, many years, I asked him about this matter, so he told me, it's posher to him that women should light Neros Chanukah. His daughters, of course, I mean, his daughters and grandchildren of Rav Soloveitchik, his wife with Neros Chanukah, he likes Neros Chanukah, and that's a practice which Brisk has based on the Gemara. So whether you like it or don't like it, obviously the meaning of most women is not to like, because the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to discuss it a bit later, I didn't mean to, but because you asked me, Halacha LeMaaseh, so there are people who are knowing, for what I can see, most women do not like Neros Chanukah. For what I'm sure in Johannesburg, the women don't like Neros Chanukah, even where our wives come, so I'm over there in Flatbush or whatever. They also don't like Neros Chanukah. What was that? No, but I'm saying that if Avraham Lichasin, and he told me, they have to bring a riot to their shita, not me.
Where there was a husband.
With his husband. That's what Philip just said a moment ago.
Yes, woman, yes.
That's right. That's exactly my point.
It's just like Kiddush or anything.
So, the question is, what do you apply here? Again, as I said, the same principle as you apply in Kiddush is no shomei kareinu pashas. The ma'isa bokah, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is ma'isa bokah. Then women are also chayav ma'isa bokah. Noshim chayavos ba'bokas ne'achanukah shabei noyim asaydes. The shokin shomei kareinu. What? It's a chayav zakuv. The lower portion. It's not shooting that the women shall light the mitzvah. Not shooting the gemara. Again, I'm saying here there's a risk law, and that's what I have here. I'm not going to repeat it in time. Risk law. I would like to, but it would be I'd go beyond my limits. So I'll just summarize the Brisk Halacha. The Brisk Halacha over here, the Sima the Rambam, he has a lengthy discussion regarding Halachas Neros Chanukah. He's mechadish that, let's say, someone is not among the Bnei Habayis. That's also another discussion that we what makes you a Ben Bayis? A good example. It's a famous psak about Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. A guest comes to someone for Shabbos. So now the question is, what is their status? Do they light Neros Chanukah there? Or should they light at home and then come to the home of the Achsenoi, come to the home of the Machsen or the Mareach. What do they do on Motzei Shabbos? Do they light candles over there where they stay for Shabbos, or do they actually go home and light over there for Shabbos? Especially if you're Makbid, I'm one of those who is Makbid the Shis Agro. Maybe I light candles exactly at Shkia Sachama, exactly at Shkia. I've been doing it literally throughout my entire life.
America.
I actually had to do somersaults in America because I was working for a living. I also work here for a living. But here I'm in a more position of greater flexibility than I was in America. But in America, I did it too. Everywhere I lived, that's what I did. I was knowing to light candles at Shkia like I grew up. I've been doing it my entire life. Because I was knowing many minhagi agua in America, and then when I came here, I accepted upon myself even more minhagi agua. Someone today came to me and was mayor to me that he doesn't think I'm acting appropriately. In what sense? I said, Baruch Hu, it's Hashem HaBaruch. So I don't bend down to Baruch Hu. I see you all the time. You see me all the time, or most of the time. We daven the same meeting together often in the morning. I used to dive until now in Masikin, but now it's a bit later, and it's a bit earlier, and I feel I need a few hours of sleep still. Anyway, so just justifying my existence. So I don't bend down for Baruch. So he says to me, "Wow, the ganze Welt bends down for Baruch. How come you don't?" I says, "Minhag HaGrah is not. Minhag HaGrah is not too. As is my Rebbe, of course. Minhag HaGrah is not too because Chazal Masakin X number of Kriyos in Shemoneh Esrei." And Chazal was sakin and always in Meidos. That's the Takanos Chazal. Abu Shtei Takanos Chazal. Gadi Baruch Hu. So the Achmedim say, Korea Ma'at. That's the Achmedim say, Ach HaShulchan. He comes to him and he asks this Kasha. That's when you're supposed to do this bowing down, this Kriya. So that's what it says, Korea Ma'at. Adi Shtei Chomoloch. Korea Ma'at. Minigago is not to do it before. So he was astounded. So he said, of course, he showed me, Tareli, show me inside, which of course I was glad to do. But anyway, everything can be shown inside. I mean, there are a few other such. Someone, I give you an example. Okay, I'm going off the topic. I don't wish to do it. Someone last night asked me a Shaila. Rob here actually in Beit Shemesh, asked me a Shaila because the Abelim in Yeshua, and they want to read the Torah, the Beis Avil. And they heard that you have to read the Torah three times in the Beis Avil, otherwise, you can't take a set of Torah from the shul. So I told him, there's no such halacha. Mishnah is Adin. Yoch HaShulchan, he's the one who pushes this halacha. I understand why he does it. I don't cover the Sefer Torah. I don't want to just start transporting Sefer Torah from place to place. Even though Mikra Adin, you're allowed to do so, it's a Din of Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, actually, the Mechaber talks in Hetzel Shoshana about taking to a Beis HaAsurim, someone's at a Beis HaAsurim. He's in jail. Now the question is, he'll have to take a cemetery and bring in the cemetery in jail. So it has to be an Adam Choshen, be Allah Batum, what's called Adam Choshen, president of the shul, prime minister of the country. Exactly what makes a person Adam Choshen, or a simple Jew who doesn't have any of these lofty positions and posts, so it's being cute now. But whatever the case, I need to find Adam Choshen. Okay, but I go back to this. So I heard from my rabbi, there's no such thing, there's no mocker for three times. They're talking mocker. Neither in Babri nor in Yerushalmi. We're still keeping Malka B'chol. So what's the halacha? So our Soloveitchik said, the halacha is simple. You have to find a makom for a chuba for a Sefer Torah. That's the required. That's a Rambam. That's a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. You have to put it into an Aron. I'm totally against putting a Sefer Torah, lying it down here. They do it also. The Sefer Torah, the Bima, it's a Yisko, whatever. They cover the talis. The nonsense of Yisoyin HaSefer. I can't argue with everything that the previous laws that Sal did. I'm not here to... shall we say, I've had a lot of discussion recently relating to the issue of Kaddish. Namely, I'm about to effect a change, but I'm being very careful, Rabbi Weishlita, exceptionally careful not to do anything which might undermine the world, because there are people in the shul who are, shall we say, Chassidim, in other words, Hatzal, which is a good thing. Most of them are Bali Tshuva, don't have a clue what the halacha is all about, but whatever the case is, Lo Mishaneh. They see that as being, that's his imprint, and I've covered it around. So I'm not looking to get my colleagues in general. That's not my interest in life. I just want to teach Torah. That's all my interest. I mean, anyway, so Mikra Din, people say Kaddish, that's the meaning of 99% of Klal Yisrael. After all, that's the meaning of Klal Yisrael, of the Poshe, his Moshiach Hanukkah. He was worried about it. I mean, was that Sal, a Marvin Kaddish, which is no simple matter. If you go among Balabatim, this is a common thing. People just want to say Kaddish, one after the next.
Especially starting.
more so than Ashkenazim. That's a correct statement. And every possible opportunity, they say it. So he was concerned about the Imam Kaddish. So presently, I haven't really gotten into the matter. I only made one change in the shul the entire time. Are you aware of that? On Rosh Hashanah night, Yom Kippur night, that we say the David Mizmor, Noch Kaddish, not before Kaddish. In my life, I never heard of such a thing saying it before Kaddish. It's against the Gur, it's against everyone. The kids are, it was introduced by Chassidim who like Kaddish. And they like saying Mizmor, Noch Kaddish, Noch Kaddish. Okay, that's the only change I made so far. But I'm just indicating a few other things that she wants to talk about. Things that are, there's a tefillah here, which I don't know what to do with. It's a gapachki, the tefillah. And essentially, it was coupled together about 78 different things, which have no shaykhs one to the other. And we won't get into it right now, not a public kind of arena. But Rabbi Weiss knows what I'm talking about. But let me show you, I'm back over here. So, Mishkolov said the following. So, he says that someone who's not in the Abayas, can you notice the Abayas, the Chavos, he likes in their home? And this is the Psalm of Shulman Zalman. I go to someone's house, Shabbos Hanukkah, I become a Ben Bayis. So Moshe Shabbos, I can light there. I'm about to leave. I'm going home. I light there. I became a Ben Bayis in the course of Shabbos, in the course of Hanukkah. There is a Psak Mechudosh. And even on the way in, so now I'm becoming a Ben Bayis. What makes you a Ben Bayis? So Mishkolov here indicates that even someone who's not a Ben Bayis can be Motzi Ben Bayis if he's lights in their home. Mashma, that even according to the Ramah, and even the minute of Mahadim Lamahayim, according to Mahadim Lamahayim, does not mean that each one lights Neiros Ke'ilu, he's obligated to light Neir Chanukah. But no, the halach is that Halachas Neiros has to be Miskayim Avur Kol B'nei Abayit. Kol B'nei Abayit has to somehow be Yotze with Halachas Neiros Chanukah. That's right. So this halach can be done by somebody else. Why does it have to be done by someone who's a, what do you call him, lives there? Someone who's a member of the household. Even somebody else can do it. So according to that Shita, the mashal is very good. If Ishri Isha continues to be other mechod, that's what he says over here. So it could be that when the man likes Neiros Chanukah, the halacha is called halacha and Neiros for his wife as well. So this notion of the mashal that the man can be mostly his wife, the chiyuv b'halacha, many poskim bring it and they explain with that the minhag why women don't like Neiros Chanukah. That's how they explain lefi the mashal. Because the chiddush mashal can explain actually this minhag only the gabi women who are married. Okay, so that I understand. A married woman with a husband, they're in the same home, so therefore I understand it. What's the makor? Nashim bivakot. Women who are, the Baba Shirevi, Kayadua, Zachar Levracha, he was into what he called Neshek, Neiros Shabbos Kodesh, and young girls lighting Neiros Shabbos, and not just them lighting Neiros Shabbos, but lighting Neiros Chanukah as well. Very into that topic. So that's the question that we have to deal with. So I'm going to show you now a famous comment. The Mishnah Brura is the one who introduced this Achron. I don't think anyone else could have introduced him, except the Mishnah Brura, who had a tremendous Bekias. The Brura's Bekias was wondrous. They say that the Mishnah Brura didn't own any of this farm. He used to borrow this farm. And they asked the Mishnah Brura, why don't you buy this farm? And he said, not to buy this farm, thus haste, that I'm going to have to essentially increase my panosa. Tzai is geld. Geld is tzai. The Mechavish can tzai, so I can borrow the same. I don't have to go ahead and necessarily purchase it and buy it. So there's on page number of this handout, page number 2, there's a comment of the Achron that is, I don't think so well known. Now, I could be wrong. The only time in the entire Mishnah Brura that is quoted is in this time. I don't know the Mishnah Brura so well. Rav Shmuel Leib Koider, a sefer called Oila Shmuel. Mishnah Brura quotes it. I don't know if you want to read it. You can trust my summarizing of it, which I plan to do right now, but you can read it if you like. So he explains that the obligation of women regarding the Hanukkah is less than the obligation of the male counterparts. Now, we already quoted this in the context of the Bahag by Mikra Megillah. The only thing we question, does that also apply to Ner Hanukkah? He says, outright, it applies to Ner Hanukkah as well. They don't have the same level of obligation. What is that? Because the Assyrian Greeks, when they imposed the Gzera Shema against Klal Yisrael, he said that the Gzera was not the same for men and women. On the men, they essentially imposed the following Gzera. They had to acknowledge publicly with a pronouncement, She'ein lanu chelek b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. We have no share in the God of Israel. And therefore, there's no question. That's exactly the thing. Kiddush Hashem for the Gimel Averis after the Yemes HaNefesh. Women, no. They unfortunately and tragically were designated to become Rachman Litzlan chattel, sexual chattel. That's what the Eilat Shmuel suggests. And therefore, since they were not necessarily being asked to be over in Avera in an active kind of way, but in a passive kind of way, there was no obligation to go out of the Yemes HaNefesh. What a chiddush odnir. I can't even know. So here he writes, well, okay, you can ask individual kashas. And the question is also, when did that happen? But the kashas, it did not happen during Hanukkah. But I'm just talking about Hanukkah right now. He's focusing specifically on Midas Loshin that he writes over here, which is an astounding Loshin. And he says, Nigam Hanukkah, La'oya Lekufas. Trying to find the exact lotion now myself. I'm pretty sure it's here. Here it is. Read where it says Omnam in the second column. Actually, we should read a little bit before then. We don't have to read the whole thing though. You see where it says Omnam, I'm reading now in the second column, upper section, last five lines, then we'll go to the next section. You see where it says Omnam Adifi Mineko Amina? I'm on page number two. Everyone have it? Look in the left hand column, upper section of the left hand column, where the last paragraph, Omnam Adifi Mineko Amina. See that? See that? That one? Omnam Adifi Mineko Amina. Mishmachin Nashim, he indicates when it comes to their Hanukkah, he says Tzvelos. Why? Because what was the nes of Hanukkah? Lahoya legufos ki lahaver adas. Ula Nashim hoysag zera kisul lechem akaren asin shelchem chelav elkei Yisrael. Hear this? Be'al Nashim, you see my wife's right here. Hoysag zera shetiboil the tafsut chila. They should be used as sexual chattel. When we did Torah. They're passive, and therefore there's no obligation, as he mentions, the Gemara Ksubis, they're tofel, they're not involved in the Maisa. And then he says a bit further, and the second line of the right hand column now on the bottom, and we'll see the second line of Mishamachi. The Pesach Hayu Anoshim Anoshim Shabbos Benes. When it comes to Pesach, they're the same status. The Koshi Ashibu Shabbos Bishayim. The thing down there is Purim. Purim also do the same. I'll call my success. Last minute, I will not be. We should be scared. And there's shame shovels. I will not have to go. I'm sure the shame. The next Hanukkah, I'm at the end of the paragraph now. They were not equal. We should often be Megillah Hayav and be the next Hanukkah. Ain't the Mahal Mahadrin. Mahadrin by Phil Sandoshin. Unbelievable Kiddush. Very original thinking of the Eila Shmuel. This is cited by Mr. Bruin. And else he's suggesting that the Ramat Chiyuv of a woman in the Nitzan Eres Hanukkah is less than a male counterpart because the Yevonim did not impose upon them Xeris of Shmad as were imposed upon their male counterparts. That's the Chiddush of Eilat Shmuel. Now, another possible reason I want to show you was mentioned last night. I think you mentioned it. I'm sorry?
Also, Mila, who's one of the Xeris.
And Chadav, that is certainly correct. But you mentioned last night on page number four, upper right hand corner, this is one of the most famous sub sefers. And as Agoyin Rosham I said the other night, he usually doesn't check out the sub sefers calculations, Gematrias and Hezbenes, but they found an error and they put it together with another ingenious kind of calculation. This is a sub sefer which is half full of fella. He writes, I'm reading upper right hand corner. Another reason why women don't like their Eskanika. He says in the Gemara Shabbos and Chotal, Rav Hadrin Bar Yitzchi, Mishin Eskashi, Vaitam, Lo Vigi, Noshi, Didam, Dios, Man, Rav Hadrin, Veich, Deleko, Zeche, Ari, Madagas, Yibol, Seves, Volechens, Vari, Ma'adim, Rav Hadrin, Maitam, Lo Tiv, Nya, Rav Hadrin, Vidir, Lefi, Ani, Yitzchi, nobody suggests, line four. The Kilo, Shetikman, Neri, Shebeso, Al Pesach, Beso, Rachos. Where's the ideal locus for Lani, Neri, Sadaka? Outside. Right outside the Chotzer, and outside going into the street level, when it's over here, so Mahavin, she yotzu l'chutz, ve yitzli gu ma'atzman, nice about Haga Shavah Lamayis. As though Nitzo Shum Isha, she tiyah ma Mahavin, ki ain't kveida l'atzit l'chutz, she's a rabbi, it's a sinner, ulad, min anoshim. What did he say? Kol kvuda, basmela penimo. That since the minigu has to go outside and light, so women did not do so because it's sneers. And therefore they didn't like. And then he writes that Lachazman, it says here at the end. We'll just read the Nehidi main Haish Vaso, the 11 Mutsu Mitzvah, God called and takes a little Sadiq. Of course, if she has her husband's not there, she has no choice. We saw this yesterday. She's going to land her Sadiq. The Konkam, Yeshkan, Zechar, Amalik, Eman, Achasim, Shetach, Malasim, Zev, Taviyasim, Nechshonah. I don't want to tell you.
That's also
fine. That women do not like Neres Chanukah, Mishun, in Yonit's news. Now, both of the Esbeim that I just quoted to you, both the Olah Shmuel and the Chasam Sefer, are clearly, to my mind, and to many Svaros Mechudosh's mind. Both of them are novel, a revolutionary. The Hesber of the Olah Shmuel is based on a, how shall we put it, on a premise that's not clear at all. And on a story that's very difficult to understand. And the Hezbollah of Chasam Sefer, as Rabbi Weiss, I'm not here, Chas V'Shalom, putting it in your hands that you are coming out against Chasam Sefer. My Rabbi did not understand this Chasam Sefer at all. And as you said, what, women never went outside? Women never went shopping? There's a very famous tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. You're probably aware of it. So as I'm on the basket, maybe you've seen it also, both of you, all of you, that the Gemara says that Merba Mitzia, someone who goes, walks after a woman, so the Gemara speaks very harshly about such a person. So Rav Shlomo Zalman describes the following scenario. The woman in front of me, quickly I run in front of her, in order that she shouldn't be in front of me. No, guess what I discovered? It's another woman in front of me. I quickly run in front of her. The Chayza Chalila, this goes on ad infinitum. Absolutely. Not a normal, conventional kind of situation. Who behaves this way? So the answer is, and it's based on Babush, Sha'anachnu, Regila, Regila, Dios, Bein Anosh. We travel with women. What does that mean, we travel with women? Of course, there are in Yonah Batsneers. Of course, there are Yidorim, there are parameters. But in terms of the Chaye Yom Yom, I assume you're aware that there were efforts and attempts on the part of different groups. I'm trying to avoid any conflict over here. Essentially, you know what on down south? I'm talking about the United States. I'm not talking about Johannesburg.
Before the 60s.
Back of the bus.
Before the 60s.
And there was an attempt to introduce that here as well. Women, back of the bus. Now, I'm not here to issue Piskei Halacha regarding this matter. Basically, the famous tshuva of the subway. People are crowded together and jostled. Yeah, you don't have subways over there. Johannesburg, that's why, because they wanted to avoid all these problems of the seniors. Anyway, so I'm just being cute. So they're on the subway, and the issue is, well, single with the Galazama, the Hogs of Amram Rabbah, Pastor Malochi, a whole discussion. The Shachs in Malochi, only the Shem Tiba, it's not the Shem Tiba, I'm on a subway train. I want to get to work. I want to go somewhere. And it happens that a woman jostles me, and it's a bit congested, et cetera, et cetera. And this problem over here, that's a
could be sardines on that subway.
Sardines, okay. But the point I'm trying to make is that the notion that women never left, and as Rabbi Weiss said, Il Bam Shem Shia, and the middle of the Hadim and the Mahad is only a Chumrah, Nika, Mitzvah, and again, the right that each one makes a bracha on Neros and his Malik. So it's hard to imagine that they were knowing to the Mata, Nika, and Mitzvah for each person because of the Samseva's issue of Kokuna Basmel and Nima.
That
may very well be.
You have included something that with the Makar, you have to go outside for and say bracha. Because when you find that in other places, that woman doesn't make a bracha in public necessarily.
It's a whole discussion And this, I have a practice that I was learning in all the shuls I was around, which is close to half a century, namely, Birchas HaBimul and women. So there's so many different halachos. So my meter, which I read from Billy Hegel, is that from the Eshas Noshim, a woman can make a Birchas HaGoymo, opens up the curtain, makes Birchas HaGoymo, and the men downstairs answer, what's the problem? What? Yes, he gives another answer, that's correct. There are many answers. I'm not, you know, Rav Soloveitchik once told over a mice that he came to Boston. So it was a Shalom Bayis issue. This is in the 30s. Shalom Bayis issue with someone's home, between husband and wife. And so they asked the Rav to see if he could intervene to try to make Shalom Bayis. So the Rav came and then realized that there was a problem over there. Namely, the Shriga was living in the house with him. So that clearly was the source of the issue. So that was the minhag. Many had the minhag, they lived with the Shriga, or they with the Shver. Whatever it was, when people got married, they weren't in a position economically to afford it. So, and I know of some situations, very few, thank God, where such a metzias is operative. So anyway, so the Rav decided that he's going to speak to the Shriga and see if he can convince her that they should live apart from her and she should have her own place and everyone will be Hakol Makom Yom Vashalom. He had no success whatsoever and zero success. And he spent apparently a fair amount of time trying to convince her. At the end, she says to him, listen, Rebbe, Yiddish, this is all conducted in Yiddish, this is an entire conversation. she says at the end, and she knew a few English words. The Chgeb Nishkin advice. I don't give advice to the uncle. The Chgeb no Aitzis. She only gives Aitzis. That's all she does. And that was causing the unbelievable rift in Shalom Bayis between the husband and the wife. So I'm only indicating that Kogun Basmal Pnima is a concept that's not, at least in my mind, is not a concept that's concrete in terms of the parameters of it in Halach. It varies from zeitgeist to zeitgeist, from locus to locus, this geographic area, that geographic area, there's some places that don't adopt the Lush. Shonim Mugol and Ben Hanoshim. No, they're not Mugol at all. See them have a complete total separation. There's a machlokes between Amesha and Rav Soloveitchik, both on one side, and the Satmar on the other side, you got a Mechitza. What's the point of the Mechitza? Is a Mechitza the Ben Kalos Reish, Levity, or Mechitza is Pashim, you're not allowed to see the member, the female side, the distal side. But by the way, the literature of the Ashkenazic world does not hold like the Sabbath. Doesn't hold that. I remember that I used to learn the Chavrusa, the very common Rosh Hashiva for 7 years, we learned Shas together many, many years ago, 45 years ago. And we used to learn in the afternoon for about 4 hours. Rashi takes this at all Shas. We have the Brahma still to the end, to Nida. So we learned at Dhamma Vishnibul in Washington Heights. Dhamma Vishnibul is a room like this, a bit larger, not much larger. Maybe two rooms like this, maybe the whole Ezra's Lashon over here. And where are the women? There's a hall upstairs. And in that hall, that's where the women are. I don't even think in Johannesburg you have such a setup as far as I know. And they're from over there. I don't think for a moment to take away from your from kind. I'm being cute again, Kidaki. But I'm just saying, so that was the Ezra's Lashon upstairs. They couldn't hear anything. Gaulish but Gaulish. It was not even a part of anything. Okay, I'm indicating to you that there are clearly variations from time to time, zeitgeist to zeitgeist, locus to locus. Okay, I'm just going back to as far as the Pesach Halacha is concerned, where the Shulchan Aruch writes who's chayav halachas eras, the Ramah quotes his shita, every one of the Bnei Habayis does halachas to Chanukah, that's the minhag. Magashirazim, Chanukiah, everyone has. And this Ramah the Mishnah Berurah says that a married woman doesn't lie because Yishtuk the Gufa, she's considered to be like one with her husband. And the Hemshech of the Shulchan Aruch, and they have it over here on page number 4, you can see on the bottom, I quote this Mishnah Berurah, and I quote the relevant sources over here, Isha, Shulchan Aruch passes that a woman lies in Eros Chanukah. Why? Shafi Chayebes, she's also Chayeb, a tough reish, Ayin Hei. That's how the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes the Tarfei Shain Aleph, that's the Ramah first in base. You have it right in front of you. Kolachem Ne'abayis Madlik. Something is missing, I'm sorry. V'chein Aminik Poshim. V'itein V'izor L'itein Kolachem Ne'echad Ne'erosim V'lokim B'yuchad. Everyone should have their candles in a different place. That's the Ramah. Each one in the home lights Ne'eros Chanukah. And this Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Daf Shaina of Siftes, right below you. Mishnah Berurah quotes actually that a woman who's married, she does not light because Isha Nesua, she's only a married woman, and therefore we assume Ishto Kagufo. In the Hemshech, in Taf Resh Ayin Hey Siv Gimel, so look, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Shulchan Aruch. Isha Madregas Nechanka, you see it right below, the bottom here. Isha Madregas Nechanka, Shabi Chayosma. So the Mishnah Berurah says on that, if you take a look downstairs, Isha in Etzricha Lahavi, she doesn't have to light. The Havi Ratfelus on Noshim, she's Tafel, you want male counterparts, the Mamashin Ad writes there, the Mishnah Berurah.
Before we finish, Shabbos candles. What's different
there?
It's not
Pisum and Nisa. No, there is, it's a different halacha. I mean, don't forget that here, there's Hanukkah also the husband. You can't have any halacha from that. There's halal, the Kaddish Shemian, which is the Shabbos, and there's Shabbos Dafka. The mitzvah is to be Nene. However, there it says in the Chaber very clearly, women like Nere Shabbos Kaddish because Nere Shabbos Kaddish have to do literally with Shalom Bayis. That's the Gemara Shabbos. And the Gemara points out, Machlok is a Rishonim over there, what the Alok is there, Shabbos, the Kiyim, Kavu, Kiyim, and then Mashi, you taste about it in the spot, but then Chavu, Yom, and Bezal, but then Sunni Shabbos. But the Mishum Shalom Bayis is the primary reason, and that is, devolves upon the woman. Everything in the house is totally on the woman. That's what Machabi says, Mishum Shalom, that's totally different than Eretz Chanukah. Complete different halacha. But the point is, it's a theory in Mishnah Berurah, and Mashi, the Mishnah Berurah, that he's talking about, when he says, Tfelos, the Landoshim, not only women, who are married, but even Nashim Bevakot, single women. Because the Mishnah Berurah adds, in Isha Rotsa, the Hadi, she wants to lie, she can make a bracha, not loka. He says, Minig Ashkenaz and Nashim Bevakot. Even a mitzvah says, Shazman Guam, they are potter. Claw Mishnah Berurah. They want to lie, they can lie. They can lie there as Hanukkah with a bracha. Now, as I said, many homes, probably most homes, I would venture to say, Ashkenazi come, don't lie there as Hanukkah. But I mentioned Chabad, and in Brisk, in many parts of Brisk, that's always his home. Nero Sadaga were lit by women, and that seems to be a very popular minhag that is mispashe also in many other places. Okay.